You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
Good evening, everyone. We're Nick and Mary Angela. Happy to be with you this evening for our program, Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy. Our program, we always like to offer you some thoughts and reflections of the joy of our Catholic faith. Being Catholic brings a lot of joy to us. We're always celebrating. We celebrate the sacraments, we celebrate Mass, we celebrate Christmas and Easter, and we celebrate our faith with joy. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the joy of Christmas, the joy of Advent. But first, let's begin with a prayer. Do we have a prayer, Nick?
Yes, we do. So we have the opening prayer from Luke, from the Gospel of Luke. I bring you good news that you will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Second prayer we'd like to share with you is an Advent prayer to prepare my heart for Christ's coming. Rocco, would you like to read that?
Sure. Father, just as you sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus, help me to clear the path in my heart too. Show me the distractions in my life that block me from all-out worship of you this Advent. Lord, I await your coming. As I celebrate the first Advent, the first coming, I look forward to the day where I will see you face to face. I imagine what it will be like. Give me a heart, Lord, that looks for your coming on a daily basis. Help me to live my life where I'm constantly seeking your presence. My offering to you today is my righteous life, for I know I am only clean because of Jesus. Show me today how I need to be refined, purified, forgiven. Give me the strength to ask for forgiveness and to then change my ways.
Amen.
Amen. So we'd like to thank all the listeners listening, be it the radio, the internet, from Toronto, throughout Canada, and around the world. We also would like to thank the people in the studio. We have Alex and Nicola. They're the engineers making this happen. And we have a special guest. We have Rocco, who is a longtime supporter of Radio Maria. And we would like to share with you this evening being the joy of Advent and Christmas. So how will we do it? Well, we will offer you many ways to celebrate the joy of Christmas with many prayers, quotes, wonderful memories of Advent, and sharing some of our Christmas traditions. So how do we celebrate Advent like a Catholic, Mary Angela?
Well, Advent, the best way to celebrate is because, you know, at this time of the year, it's always really, really busy time of the year. And so what can we do? And what is the true meaning of Advent and Christmas? Well, the best way to fight against a tendency to, you know, renew our Advent traditions in our home, we can celebrate Advent by anticipating the coming of Christ and thinking of it as a spiritual journey. So remember always that the reason for the season is, of course, Jesus, right? Christ at the center. And Advent and Christmas are Christian liturgical seasons. When you know what the season is meant to be, you will be, or we will all be likely to do things that emphasize this purpose.
So what does Advent mean? Well, Advent, the word Advent derives from the Latin word Adventus, meaning the arrival or the approach or even the waiting. For thousands of years, the world waited for the coming of the Messiah to redeem and to save the human race, restoring mankind's relationship to God. But nowadays, I think we're in such a hurry. Who's got time to wait? You know, everything is at an instant. Sometimes I believe if we wait in line or if we're stuck in traffic, that's a perfect time to pray and thank God for all the many blessings he's given us, and not to get upset that, you know, you didn't make it to the store on time. So, Rocco, therefore, the Advent season has many characteristics. Can you share some of them?
Sure. It's a season of hopeful longing, joyful expectation, prayerful penance, and spiritual preparation. It looks to salvation history of the past, our present redemption being accomplished, and the future coming of Jesus Christ. Advent connects us spiritually with God's whole plan of redemption through Jesus Christ.
That's so true. I think the more and more I myself go deeper in the journey, you find that how important Christ is in our life. And especially at this time, I like to tell people come September 17th that it's 100 days till Christmas. And people say, no, it's still summer. Yes. Yes, I know it's still summer. Yeah. But it's also the coming of Jesus. So it's nice to also be ready for that, because it's not just like, okay, for Advent is 4 weeks, but why not do like in the Philippines where they start September 1st? Hmm. That's when the tree go up, the tree, Christmas tree goes up, and wow, the celebration starts September. So that's 100 days plus.
Yeah, it's always, I find it always funny when you remind us that on September 17th that it's 100 days, and I think, there's lots of time. But boy, does it creep up on you, December. And look, we're now only, what, a week and a half away?
Yeah, today's the 12 days of Christmas. So today being December 13th, it's a famous saint.
Yep.
And Rocco, do you know who it is?
That's Saint Lucy.
Yes. And she is the saint of light.
We have to pray for her. To her, I believe. Is she the patron saint of eyes, I believe?
Yes, patron saint of eyes. And it's a powerful saint. All the saints are powerful, but I like her because it's light. A friend of mine said, the light comes December 21st. That's when it starts getting brighter. I says, no, I've changed the date. The days get brighter when it's Santa Lucia. So also on that note, today we are honored to have, we have the Mary Shrine that we circulate at our parish, All Saints. Every family gets it one day of the month, and we are honored and fortunate to have the shrine this evening. So as we speak to you, know that Mother Mary is also with us.
Present with us, yes.
Yes, praying along and celebrating the 12 days of Christmas. So Mary Angela, when does Advent begin?
Well, the Advent is the precursor to the Christmas season. So let's not skip it. Advent begins the Sunday nearest the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle, which is November 30th. And it ends on Christmas Eve, December 24th. Christmas begins December 25th at midnight and continues to the feast of the baptism of Jesus. So people often say that this is the Christmas season. In fact, no, it's the Advent season right now, and Christmas really doesn't begin until Christmas Day. Yeah.
Thank you. So some of the most popular Advent traditions are the Advent wreath. And on the Advent wreath, one of the most popular ways to celebrate Advent is with the wreath. And there are four candles, three purple and one pink. They are used to count down the weeks until Christmas. Each Sunday of Advent, one of the candles is lit and special prayers are said. Each Sunday of Advent has a particular theme leading up to the birth of Christ. I think it's faith, hope, love, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last 2 weeks, the candles have been purple. But this week, it's...
It'll be pink.
It's pink. Yeah. And found out that the reason for it being pink is for joy.
Yeah, it represents joy.
It's a reminder that we're on the... you know, the party path. Train.
The path.
Going. It says, hey, hold on. No, you're on the path. That's right. Like Maranza said.
Yeah.
It's a time to take a break and realize, okay, 2 weeks have gone and this is the third.
We're getting closer and closer to Jesus' coming, aren't we?
And then the fifth candle is white. That mm-hmm. represents Jesus, the Christmas day.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have Advent dinners. We sometimes have our own seasonal foods. Yeah, I know Italians, we like the Italians, Portuguese, we like to do fish on the eve.
And we have the traditional panettone.
Panettone. We have our...
Torrone.
Torrone, our grappa, you know. other cultures have different traditions. I don't know if anybody knows what they do. You know, we also do special readings. Special prayers. Make sure to get an Advent calendar to mark down the days, and every day is a special day. We can share with Advent music. I like to play it at work all day long. You never get tired of it. There's so many different, you know, versions: country, rock, contemporative, classical. So. It's very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Nativity scenes. Who created the first nativity scene and when? Well, let's say who started it.
Well, it was St. Francis of Assisi.
Very good.
I'm not going to be able to tell you the year it was.
Yeah.
But it was probably in the 11th century. So.
11th century, mm-hmm. That's right. And the reason being is even back then, people forgot what the meaning of Christmas was.
Right.
They either, maybe they didn't have malls to go shopping, but I guess maybe they didn't take it as serious, or they were doing other things, and they lost their focus, which is very easy to do nowadays. And so St. Francis came up with the idea, let's make the nativity scene. And that's what we have two at our house. And that's very important to have. And I really admire those people that put them out in front of their house. Mm-hmm. And there's one on Royal York and Bloor. It's fantastic. It takes up half of their lawn. And it's really nice to see people aren't afraid to show that Jesus is the light and hope of the world.
And this coming Sunday, which is the called Gaudete Sunday because of, you know, this Advent of Joy, the Pink Sunday, I understand that the Vatican has a tradition of blessing the baby Jesus from the family of nativity scenes, and it's called Bambinelli Sunday. Isn't that a nice tradition?
Very nice. That, 'cause the young people are the future.
Mm-hmm.
We can also go... and do Advent penance services. I think a lot of churches are offering confession the week of the last week of Advent.
Usually, yes.
And there's time to go and confess.
Because we have to clean ourselves, right? And purify our souls.
Because Jesus is coming.
Yes, that's right.
They had a day of confessions yesterday through the diocese. So most, all churches, yeah.
Okay.
Had confessions, I believe, at three different times yesterday, morning, afternoon, then evening. So there was some, you know, little posters around the parish bulletins that showed you that.
Oh, very nice.
Hopefully everybody got to go and take advantage of it, too.
And it's not
at our parish, I believe it's going to be on
December...
Monday, right?
Monday, yes. December 18th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and there'll be a number of different priests available to have it and done in different languages, yeah.
Right.
So you got 2 hours to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, lighten your spirit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a perfect time because it's the end of the year and we have a lot of baggage sometimes that we need to let go and start anew. Just like Jesus, a new birth. For us, it's a new beginning.
Right.
We can also make small sacrifices for Christ. We can make it personal. We can make it whatever. Sacrifices like waking up earlier. Like in Easter, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's not just for Easter. We could also do that at Lent. I mean, Advent. Smiling more. Right? Less gossip. Right? Like they say, what would Jesus do? Right? Or we can follow in his footsteps. Like many times we, you know, can get angry and Jesus would just like maybe be silent or withdraw himself. Because sometimes those 10 seconds that we step away make a big difference. And we can also celebrate the Advent feast days. Mary Angela, what are some of them?
Well, as I said before, Advent usually begins around St. Andrew's feast day, which is November 30th. That's often the Advent kickoff. One of our favorite days is December 6th. And why is that? Because it's St. Nicholas.
Yes.
Nick for Nick.
I asked for the day off, but it didn't work.
There's also the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And we had a really nice celebration at our parish. We had Mass at 7. And after that, we had... We went outside for the lighting of the nativity scene that we have outside. And then everyone was invited back into the hall. And we had, you know, chestnuts and mandarini or tangerines and panettone and coffee. And it was a lot of beautiful fellowship. And we also invited one of our good friends who played the accordion. And we sang songs. It was really a nice celebration.
Yeah, we had to have him over to celebrate the Advent Christmas season. And we knew he was the perfect fit because his name was Natale. So... more perfect name than that you're not going to find. So it was a nice, very nice night to celebrate. And, you know, music and everybody singing. At the beginning, not too many people wanted to sing. But in the end of the night, nobody could stop singing.
Stop singing, that's right. We wanted to continue. And another two feast days, the one we just celebrated yesterday was Our Lady of Guadalupe, and today's feast day, St. Lucy, that we already mentioned. We also, there's other ways to celebrate Advent. We can, like we said, go to Mass during the Immaculate Conception. I believe that it's actually a day of obligation in many places. And as today, we could look, you know, being St. Lucy's feast day, we can drive around and look at all the Christmas lights that are displayed.
Yeah, very true.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, we would like to share with you some religious quotes or wishes for Christmas.
Wishing you a peaceful, happy Christmas. May the blessings of Christmas be with you today and always. May the angels be with you and yours at this wonderful season of Christmas and throughout the whole year. For God so loved the world that he gave us the miracle of Christmas. May your home be blessed with joy, peace, and love from the Father above. The spirit of Christmas is joy. The message is peace and the meaning is love. Thinking of you warmly and hoping you'll be blessed by all the gentle wonders of this holy season. May God and his angels be with you this Christmas, and may the Holy Family be a reminder of how blessed we are to share this time together. Sending you the blessings of the season and wishing you a very joyous Christmas and a prosperous, healthy new year. May your season be touched with the simple grace of Christ's love.
May the light and love of our Savior Jesus Christ be with you this season and throughout the year. Peace on earth and in your heart at Christmas. May angels smile from up above and bless your Christmas with joy and love. Joy to the world. The Lord is come, wishing you every blessing this festive season. May the Spirit of God be with you this Christmas, and may your family be blessed with all of his most precious gifts. God bless you and your family at this special time of the year. Have a happy and holy Christmas. May the true spirit of Christmas live in your heart and bless your home this holiday season. God bless you with a gentle spirit of Christmas, a gentle spirit Christmas brings, and all the season's special things. May the joy and peace of Christmas be with you today and always.
Wow, so many joys and blessings and prayers.
These are really good ideas of if you want to write a little note to someone to use these little quotes.
Yeah, it's a gentle reminder on how beautiful the season is. And we should, the host, when we take the host, we should clasp it with two hands and just honor it, right? Every day, every hour that the Lord has given us.
Yeah, because he's so precious.
Yeah, and the life we have in us and just breath alone we've been given is so sacred. So, and like these days, they're so special. And sometimes I think we feel pressure to have joy. Like joy is a natural thing. Like you can't force someone to be happy. Like some people like their own pity parties, right? And all you can do is...
Remind them, right?
Remind them, be joyful. Or the best, I find one of the best teaching things or things we can share is letting people know how much they miss.
Or how much they have.
How much they have.
As opposed to not how much they don't have.
But sometimes if they realize how much they're missing out, right? And to say, hey, maybe I want some of that. Right? That's just like a different take because... you know, when they see, you know, you joyous, maybe they don't want to be joyous, but when you leave, they'll say, hey, you know what? Maybe I'd like some of that, right?
Mm-hmm. How do I bottle that up and it's bring true. It with me? Yes.
So at this time, we'd like to share some simple things to pray for during Advent. Pray for the attentiveness to what truly matters without being distracted by trivial things. Let us pray for opportunities to learn something new regularly. Pray for discernment of how God would like you to set your priorities and the ability to focus on them consistently to fulfill His purposes in your life.
Pray for the grace to be able to rest. Become aware of God's presence and enjoy it. And we find that time once a month, don't we, Nick, when we go to spend our time in adoration. The Sisters of St. Peter Claver have become our friends, and once a month we go for adoration, and that allows us a chance to rest and be in His presence.
And to breathe.
And to breathe, yes.
Because sometimes we're just... in a hurry in the society. And that's all good because we're involved. We're part of something good. But as long as, you know, just a simple thing, when we come to a four-way stop, just do the sign of the cross. Mm-hmm. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you're doing two things. You're declaring your faith, and you're also not going to get a ticket from a cop because you stopped 3 seconds. So it's a double whammy.
You're not rushing through.
Yes.
So pray for strong relationships with other people in the bond of loving community. Pray for peace in all situations, no matter what the circumstances. Pray for an enlivened imagination that helps you contribute to the world in creative ways. And pray for freedom from all that burdens you. Past mistakes, fears, destructive habits, hurts other people have inflicted, and more. Maybe by going to confession, you can think about that.
Yeah. Sometimes we hold on to our grudges or we can't forgive. And the hardest or the worst part is that you're stuck in bondage. You know, you're chained.
And we need to let go.
Yeah, you need to let go. And the phrase, let go and let God, is so true and so simple.
That's right.
So, Rocco, can you share with us some other prayers or what we can do to pray for?
Sure. Pray for joy and a sense of humor. Pray for confidence in God's love for you and trust in his power to work things out for the best in your life. Pray for a clear mind and the ability to clearly communicate what you value to others. Pray for purity so you can grow as a person and encounter God more fully. Pray for openness to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Pray for a genuine awareness of God's grace in your life and the humility to extend grace to others. Pray for a passion to pursue justice.
Thank you. So at this present time, we're going to take a break and we'll have some music in connection with this evening's topic, joy.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time. Time to bring some joy, y'all. EWF, come on. Yes. Choir, sing.
Joy to the world.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Don't stop clapping now.
Joy to the world.
Mm. Yes. That's all right. Woo! Somebody sing joy one more time.
Joy to the world.
Come on. Yes.
Joy to the world.
He says, let earth receive.
Let earth receive the King.
Yes. Prepare him room. And what?
And heaven and nature sing.
Yes.
And heaven and nature sing.
Yes.
And heaven and nature sing.
Yes, sir. Huh.
Joy to the world.
Somebody say joy.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're back. So we'd like to share with you 10 words to bring Christmas joy to your family. So traditionally, the Christmas story turns around the four words, love, peace, hope, and joy, which are what the candles are for in the Advent wreath. So the first word I'd like to share is generosity. It's always more fun and more rewarding to give. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. So let us let generosity be your family byword. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use it will be the measure back to you. The word peace. For every family decision through the filter of, will this promote peace in this family? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And this one really hits home, putting others first. In a society where it's me first, we should put others first. Put others ahead of yourself as a matter of routine. Believe us, you'll be happier too. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
The next word is hope. Find a family project that brings hope to someone else this Christmas. I think maybe finding someone who is in need, be it a family, someone maybe is a bit down, how you can help that person would bring that bit of joy, wouldn't it? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Next word is faith. Don't miss the central truth about Christmas. Make sure you and your family center activities around a faith community. So much like we did on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, where we joined as a faith community and in fellowship after the Mass. I think that's brought a lot of joy that evening. So that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Next word is story. Let us remember that Christmas is the greatest story ever told, and share the story with your family as you set out the decorations. Don't skip the most important part of Christmas. So open the Bible, read the Christmas story and how Jesus was born. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
Joy. Think about joy as a gift you can share with others. Remember those who don't know freedom and those who live in fear. Share this joy by opening your home to those who are sad. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. As Philippians 4, verse 4. Celebration. Plan at least one event each week in December. Christmas is a celebration, not a chore. Don't let the busyness spoil the fun. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, verse 20. Love. When the Beatles sang "Can't Buy Me Love," they knew what they were talking about. Love is the only gift your family wants from you. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Promise. Make sure your family knows they can count on you, not for presents, not just for fun, but for the future. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone for whom the Lord God calls to himself.
Thank you. Very powerful. Just a few words, but something small can be so big. So how to have a joyful Christmas season? Well, we can start by not neglecting your time with God, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How about spending meaningful time with family and friends? Make sure you take the time and spend it with your family in peace, because it will be oh so sweet. And with your friends, maybe set a date. If you don't set it, you will forget it. To make memories, maybe do caroling. Sometimes we think, oh, it's a lot of work. Oh, it's going to be this. Oh, it's going to be that. Well, yeah, well, maybe it is an effort. But I think it's our attitude. And once, it's like going to the gym. Once you get to the gym, 90% of it is done. It's basically showing up. Show up to an event, maybe a party that, well, I really didn't want to go, but you did. And then you realize maybe, you needed to be there.
And then you always leave much happier, don't you?
Yes, you leave much happier. You know, a lot of this is trust in the Lord. You know, He knows what's important in our lives. But we need to show up, not just for parties, but show up for prayer time, show up for Mass. Just show up and do nothing sometimes. Like in our in your house. I'm reading a book. There's a wonderful bishop from Africa, and he wrote a book on silence. And it's just so powerful how silence, as they say, is the way we communicate with God, or how He communicates with us. And what is the most famous song that we sing on Christmas Eve? Or come 12 o'clock.
Silent night.
Silent night. Mm-hmm. See, there's the connection. Mm-hmm. When we think, oh, we made it, and it was all worth it, right? It's just like, you know, you're not running around, or, you know, getting to where you're supposed to be, having whatever dinner, or rushing to Mass. And I think there's a lot of joy in the silence. So we'd also like to share with you some more Christmas joys by having some more quotes. Rocco, would you like to share with us a few more?
Sure. From Luke chapter 2, verse 10. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Joy refers to a deep sense of happiness and hope that is with you. Through every part of life, the Bible tells us how every one of us can have the joy, can have joy this Christmas. Reason number one, we can be joyful because we are alive. We probably overlook this, but being alive is a good reason to be joyful. You are here on this planet. You are breathing. You have the ability to do all sorts of things with your life. Being alive brings with it an almost infinite amount of possibilities. And the Bible makes it clear that life is a gift from God. In Acts chapter 17, verse 25, we read, "And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else." God is the giver of life, and the fact that you are alive right now is a gift from God that is meant to bring joy. Reason number two, we can be joyful because we have plenty. The reality is that we have more than just life. We have a lot of things going for us. We have homes, cars, phones, skis, Xboxes, full kitchens, running water, and much more. You would think that all of this stuff should bring us joy. Now, many people aren't satisfied with what they have because they focus on what they do not have. We want what our neighbors or family members have, but the reality is that compared to most of the world, we have a lot, and all of it comes from God. In James chapter 1, verse 17, we read, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Whether you realize it or not, every good gift comes from God, and all these good gifts can add to the joy that you experience.
Reason number three, we can be joyful because of our relationships. We all know that life and stuff is not enough. You can be the richest person in the world and be unhappy. You need people in your life. You were not created to be alone. You are meant to have relationships. In fact, most of us have all sorts of relationships: good friends, a spouse, kids, co-workers, brothers and sisters, parents, grandchildren, and more. Our connections are a source of great joy. And like everything else we've talked about, relationships come from God. And the Trinity, in fact, is a relationship, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so true.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, we read, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" God has done much in your life to bring you joy, giving you life, possessions, and people. So be joyful and give credit to God.
Reason number 4, we can be joyful because we have a relationship with God. When we put God at the center, what else do you really need? It's important that we focus on Jesus, especially now on the 25th. It's the day of his birth, and I really enjoy it. Like, whatever cold, whatever Grinches there are out there, it's not going to stop me from sharing the joy. If anything, I enjoy it even more, trying to bring that Christmas spirit. And I really, now this is the 12 days of Christmas. And so it's a perfect opportunity to, as we mentioned before, we could even just simply start with what the four candles represent through love, peace, hope, and joy. Also want to share that now is also a very sensitive time for a lot of people. As much as we can be joyful, some people might be going through a challenge, a hardship, a bumpy road, but that's okay. Jesus, the Advent season is to remind us to wait patiently that the light of the world is coming. So we start the light of the world with Santa Lucia, which is the she brings the light. And it's a choice, right? It's not an easy one because, as mentioned, we have challenges, we have expenses, we have pressures, we have stress. But if we follow like what Jesus and Mary did, they went on the donkey and they went through and they persevered. And the birth of Jesus Christ came about and changed the world.
Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, we read, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The coming of Jesus is a message of good news that will bring great joy. Why is that? It is because it is a message of salvation. It is a message that you can have a relationship with God. In fact, the message of reconciliation is so powerful that you can have joy even in a relationship with God. With God is the only part of joy you have on your list today.
Thank you, Mary Angela. Right now, we're going to take a break and we're going to play another song that will represent Christmas joy. And I just want to confirm, Alex, we're good to play it? All right, excellent. So this is another musical break, and we'll be back to wrap up this wonderful evening.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark, the herald angels angels sing.
Sing.
Hark the herald.
Hey.
Hark the herald.
Yeah.
Hark the herald. Angels sing.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes, we are back. We are back. So much joy. We can't, can barely sit down.
I love
down.
That song. I love that group, yeah, Pentatonics.
The Pentatonics. So yeah. There's a lot of, is it, you call it contemporary?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they freshen it up and they...
They're an a cappella group, right?
A cappella, yeah. Yes. And for those that don't know what a cappella means, that's music without instruments.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Good. So there's... like we were talking about, music is very powerful. I think one of my favorite songs, maybe we'll go around. One of mine is Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Oh, I love that song too.
Or even Bob Seger, which we will close the show with that song. And Maranza, what other, is there any other songs?
Oh, favorite Christmas songs? I also love Oh Holy Night.
The half hour version or the 4 minute version?
I love it when Luciano Pavarotti's version. I really like his version of it. Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. He just sings it so beautifully, I think.
Yeah. Rocco?
Yeah, I was going to actually go with O Holy Night as well. But I guess besides that, I would say it's probably Silent Night.
Silent Night?
Yeah, it's just because it brings back a lot of memories. But it's also probably the most, I would say, probably the most appropriate one for Christmas Eve, especially.
Yes, especially with the journey that the Holy Family went through and they overcame. And we can relate to that because we all have something, you know, some good. And hopefully it's a lot good going on. If not, we take the time to, again, turn to the Lord. And just like the three wise men, right, when they went to see Jesus, on the way back, they took a different path.
Right.
And that's what happens when you say yes to Jesus. And on the 25th is a day of celebration.
Yeah, you always leave changed.
Yes, this is true. So we're going to just share with you some relevant verses from the Bible leading up to the birth of the Christ child.
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 5, and she gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
So that verse there... That was like at least 1,000 years, if not more, prior to Jesus coming, and Isaiah foretold it.
Whenever I hear those words, it always reminds me of the concert, the Messiah, how it's sung.
Wonderful.
It's, yeah, just beautifully.
Mighty God,
yeah.
Eternal Father, and P-O-P, which means Prince of Peace.
Amen, amen.
John chapter 3, verse 16, which I'm sure everybody knows, or they should. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call him Emmanuel.
From Colossians chapter 2, verse 16. Therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath day.
We have one of the most famous quotes I like, and this comes from the Bible, of course, Luke. But as kids growing up, we would watch Charlie Brown.
Yes.
And that's the perfect scene where there's so much going on and they're making fun of Charlie Brown for the gifts he gave, and this is not right and that's not right. And Charlie Brown's a little bit upset. So he asks, is it Linus?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who always is with a blanket,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he asks to turn the lights down, and he explains
What Christmas is.
Yeah. So, Maranja, can you just read the short little part?
Yes, from Luke chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
And if you notice, if you watch that little clip, he drops his blanket.
As he says,
glory to God, because his security is in God, not the blanket. So We found that very powerful. So we'll probably mention that a few more times. Rocco, if you can share with us a few more from the book of Luke.
Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
From Matthew chapter 2, verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her son, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you very much, Mary Angela. So we just have a few minutes now before we end this wonderful hour on joy. I'd like to thank Mary Angela. I'd like to thank Rocco and our engineers, Alex and Nick, helping out in the back, making this wonderful. I'd like to thank the listeners. You guys mean a lot. Pray for us. We will pray for you. And before we do that, we'll just have some, we'll go around the table, have some final, maybe 10 seconds, what the Christmas joy means to you.
excuse me. I'd say there's a lot of preparations people do for Christmas, especially these last, two or three weeks. Like personal preparations, so, gifts and things like that, or preparing, who's coming for meals and things like that. And also thinking about which celebrations, because this year it's different because it lands on a Sunday.
Mm.
So we have to figure out which Mass we're going to, but I'd say do a lot of preparations internally and interiorly for Jesus for the 25th, not only for the exterior stuff.
Excellent.
When I think of Christmas joy, I think of family, just being in family, I'm blessed and, you know, to have Nick in my life and, you know, spending Christmas Eve with both sides of the family, it just brings, yeah, a huge amount of joy.
So true. And I am also blessed to have Mary Angela and so that we can share joy. And to me, joy is a choice and don't miss out. When you turn to Jesus, that's the best choice we can make. So thank you to everyone. Have a wonderful rest of Advent and a Merry Christmas to all.
And thank you for joining us. And please join us again next month when we'll be talking about the joy of Epiphany in the new year. So we will gather together always on the second week of the month. So it'll be Wednesday, January the 10th.
A newborn king to see for.